Scotty here at at the Loving for Love Equality at the Rose Garden at New Fun Park, Valentine's Day Eve 2005. How important is it, do you think, for you to be able to love who you like and be supported?
Pretty important.
Okay, so how old are you?
16.
And for how long have you felt that it has been right, that it's been perfectly okay to be in love, to love perhaps someone of the same sex?
Always, I think.
Where did that support start?
I don't know.
Do you get acceptance and support from your family?
Not really, no. From Open Doors mainly. Megan, Merida.
Yeah, Open Doors as the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender youth support service in Fortitude Valley is excellent. Do you attend their Wednesday afternoon drop-ins?
I used to until I had to start work full-time. Now I can't.
So, if you're confident then in your sexuality, whether you're gay or bisexual, and that you're same-sex attracted, how confident are you then that whatever sex you want to do with another man is okay?
Pretty confident where I think it is. Others may think different. And the law.
Do you think that the law should be equal at 16 for all people, for all things?
Yeah, why not? I think so.
I asked Josh before how he perceived getting safe sex information regarding even anal intercourse, and he said that he actually sought it perhaps through friends. It was quickly offered good supportive information from friends. Do you feel that there is a system that provides safe sex education effectively to 16-year-old same-sex attracted men?
I think for men that are out, 16-year-old, it's easy, but if you're still in the closet, I think it could be a bit harder.
Did you find that there was any inclusion of same-sex attraction in your school-based relationships education?
I went to an all-boys school and there was none. Yeah.
Did you feel left out?
Just a bit.
So, what advice would you give to other young people, perhaps, who are same-sex attracted and wondering if that's okay? Where do they go from there?
Once you're ready within yourself, I think that's fine. Come out to be who you are.
And who do you tell first?
Your best friend.
Thank you, Scotty.
Thank you.